All Saints Day is a day, it's the first day in November set aside to recognize and remember the saints in our lives, the people who came before us, that taught us how to walk with Jesus. Our text today is out of 1 John. 1 John 3, 1 through 3. The first verse says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are." This verse is particularly poignant for All Saints Day, the day we honor those who've gone before us in the faith, those men and women who by their very lives epitomized what it means to be a child of God. And during this sacred observance, we can also find a personal invitation, a call to see ourselves in the very same light, to see ourselves as saints. Because that's what we are, as children of God. The Apostle John marvels at the idea that the Creator of the universe, in His boundless love, should look upon us with such favor as to call us His own children. This shows the love from our Father isn't a distant, removed love, but one that is very personal, very intimate. God's love isn't based on our worthiness, but rather it is based on His very nature. And it's this divine love that transforms us and molds us and makes saints out of ordinary people. See, and sainthood isn't just about our identity. It's also our destiny. Verse 2 says, "Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." We are in a process as we journey toward Christ. And as we gaze upon Him, as we look at Him, we find ourselves being made into His likeness, reflecting His glory. Verse 3 contains our hope. "All who have this hope in Him purify themselves just as He is pure." We have this hope of being made perfect in God's love, of one day fully and completely reflecting Christ, and that's what drives us forward. Now, this journey isn't without its challenges. We live in a world filled with distractions, with temptations, with heartaches. Often our path feels like it's all uphill. Yet the hope of our transformation is not just a mere wish. It's a certainty rooted in God's promise. And God always keeps His promise. Think for a moment about the saints that you've encountered in your life. Many faced unthinkable adversities, deep doubts, and formidable enemies. And what set them apart wasn't their perfection, but their persistent pursuit of Christ, regardless of their imperfections. They clung to the hope of transformation, and because of this hope, they endeavored to purify themselves, to align their lives more and more with the likeness of Christ. How do we purify ourselves in practical terms? It begins with recognizing our status as God's beloved children. We've talked about this before. So many don't understand that regardless of where they are, regardless of who they are, regardless of how they are living, they are God's beloved child. But it's when we truly understand and embrace our identity as God's beloved child that it begins to influence our choices and our behaviors and our desires. We become more conscious of the things in our lives that don't align with God's heart. And we strive to eliminate them, not out of obligation, not out of fear of going to hell, but out of love. And loved ones, that is where the community of believers come in. We play a pivotal role. The saints of old didn't journey alone. They were often held up by the faith of others. In their stories, we see patterns of mentorship, of fellowship, of shared worship. We see them leaning on each other for strength and for guidance and for encouragement. As we remember the saints in our own lives, let's not only honor the legacies they left behind, but let's be inspired to create our own. Let's foster deep connections within our spiritual family. Let's encourage one another in our shared hope. And let us together pursue the purity that comes from a life lived in pursuit of Christ. For in doing so, we aren't just remembering saints. We are actively becoming saints. By grounding our identity in God's love, by holding fast to the hope of Christ's return, and by journeying with fellow believers, we too leave a legacy of faith for future generations to remember. What does it truly mean to be a saint in our daily lives? Sainthood isn't about grand gestures. We don't have to be burned at the stake like Joan of Arc. Sainthood is also not reserved for just a few select individuals. Sainthood is for all of us. Sainthood is in the mundane. Sainthood is in the monumental. Sainthood is in the quiet whispers and the roaring challenges. The term saint means holy one. Holiness, in essence, is about being set apart. But set apart for what? For God's unique purpose and for His glory. Each of us has a distinct purpose in the kingdom of God. A unique calling that God has placed in our lives, on our lives. The saints we honor understood this well. They recognized that every day brought opportunities to reflect God's love, to extend grace, to offer hope, and to be bearers of light in a world often clouded by despair. As children of God, we're not only called to be set apart, but also to be sent out. The love we've received isn't meant to be hoarded, but shared. John wrote his epistle to remind and encourage the early believers of their identity and purpose. We too have a message to share, not just among ourselves, but out in the world. And this message is one of redemption, transformation, and unending love. The beauty of All Saints Day lies not only in looking back with gratitude, but also in looking forward with anticipation. We are reminded that we're part of a continuing story, a narrative that began long before us and will go on long after we've played our part. And in this narrative, each chapter, each life, each act of love, each moment of faith adds to the unfolding tapestry of God's kingdom. In this light, every challenge we face, every storm we weather becomes an opportunity. It's an opportunity to demonstrate resilience, to showcase our faith, to deepen our dependence on God, and to proclaim His goodness. Every interaction, be it with a loved one or a stranger, becomes a platform to manifest God's love and to offer kindness. It's a chance to be a living testament of His grace. Imagine if we approached each day with this mindset. What if every morning we asked ourselves, how can I be a saint today? How can I make God's love tangible for someone? How can I make it real for someone? Maybe it's by just listening to someone, offering a comforting word, performing an act of generosity. Maybe it's just a simple moment of truly and genuinely connecting with someone. There are countless ways, but this mission is singular. It's one way. It's one thing we're doing, and that's reflecting Christ in all that we do. The saints of old, those we honor and remember, were ordinary people with an extraordinary God. They weren't flawless. They had their moments of doubt, of fear. They had their mistakes. Yet what made their lives remarkable was their unwavering commitment to the cause of Christ, their relentless pursuit of holiness, and their passion to see God's kingdom manifest on earth. This is our heritage. It's our legacy. It's also our responsibility. It's a responsibility to carry the torch of faith forward, to pass the baton to the next generation. And this doesn't always mean doing something grand or dramatic. Sometimes the most profound legacies are built on simple, consistent acts of love. Those times when we choose the path of selflessness over self-interest. Those times when we prioritize God's will over our own desires. God wants us to be the hands and feet of Christ. He wants us to realize that as God's children, we should be living with intentionality and purpose. We should be clinging on to the hope that comes with the thought of Christ's return. And we should be carrying a passion to spread the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is my prayer that All Saints Day is not just a day of remembrance, but a catalyst for transformation. May we be inspired by the lives of the saints. May we be challenged by the Word of God. May we be moved by the Spirit of God to walk the path of sainthood every day until we see Jesus face to face. As we step into the days and weeks ahead, let us carry the lessons and inspirations of the saints from our lives, in our hearts. Each of us is on a journey, and every journey has its seasons, seasons of joy and pain, growth and stagnation, clarity and confusion. Yet throughout these seasons, no matter what season you're in today or what season you'll be in tomorrow, one thing remains constant, and that is God's unwavering love for us. The beauty of our faith is that it isn't stagnant or confined to the pages of history. It's alive. It's dynamic. It's ever-evolving. The same God who walked with the saints of old is the same God who walked with the saints of our lives, and it is the same God who walks with us today, guiding our steps, shaping our paths, and equipping us for every challenge. Just as the saints left a mark on the world, just as the saints left a mark on our lives, so can we. Our lives, when surrendered to Christ, have the potential to impact generations, to ripple outward in waves of grace and transformation. Being a saint isn't about reaching a state of perfection or performing grand miracles. It's about daily surrendering to God's will, leaning into His grace, and reflecting His love to the world around us. It's about recognizing our own identity as beloved children of the Most High God and living in a way that bears witness to this truth. John wrote, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us." May we truly see that. May we truly grasp and truly live in the light of this love. May our lives tell a story of faith, hope, and love, a story that joins the chorus of saints from generations past and inspires generations to come. Let us walk forth with courage, with purpose, and with love. We are all called to be saints in our time, bringing God's light to every corner of the world. And with God by our side, there's no storm too fierce, no mountain too high, no journey too long. We are His beloved children, today and always. Bow your heads with me, please. Father God, as we seek to live our lives in a way that brings glory to You, and that shines Your light into this dark world we are in, may we reflect You in every thought, word, and deed. Lord, forgive us when we fail, because fail we have and we will again. But Lord, it is my prayer that at no time do our failures lead to someone else turning from You. It is my prayer that people, our friends, our family, the world, will see us clinging to You in our own dark days. And it is my prayer that You will continue to strengthen us and encourage us to be Your children, trying our best to do Your will. And I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.